Welcome to Wine About Wine. My name is Earl Ray Neal. Please join me as Dr. Serge, the wine guy, takes us through his family's multi-generational journey from the old country in Italy to becoming one of the United States' most unique wine distributors through its online portal, PastaAndVino.com. Hear the story of the 150 wines of PastaAndVino.com as it can only be told by Dr. Serge, the wine guy. And welcome to Wine About Wine. My name is Earl Ray Neal, and as always, I am with Dr. Serge, the wine guy. This is our November edition of ACASA. So we're going to spend some time during Wine About Wine today talking about the different wines that are going to be in the wine club. We're also going to have a special spotlight on a Christmas tradition that's just right around the corner. Everybody is always excited about the Christmas spirit around PastaAndVino.com offices, and we've gotten a shipment in of some things, and I think the folks are going to be really excited about that. So, how are you? You doing okay today?
Oh, I am well. How are you doing?
I'm just doing the best. Blessed to be in your presence, I can assure you.
That's what they tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you tell me.
Oh, actually. That's what I tell you.
That's right. All right. So, a couple of wines for the folks this time. I want us to start off talking about those, and then we'll move into the food.
Sure. Our wine this month is coming from an organic winery out of France, Maison Albert. This winery does some things a little bit different. They actually grow wild plants. And really put a lot of effort into creating a rich biodiversity and balance in their soil. They avoid so many pesticides or herbicides and anything chemical by actually allowing the sheep to roam.
It's so organic, even the sheep manure is organic.
That's right. That's how organic it is. But they let them graze to help aerate and protect it even from fires. So lots of focus from this estate. And so we have two wines from
We have a Chardonnay.
A Chardonnay, beautiful Chardonnay. It ferments in stainless steel, surlis, which is basically its own yeasts for somewhere between 3 and 6 months. And this Chardonnay is very fresh. It has some citrus fruits, wild and white flower notes, and then we also have a Pinot Noir. Again, like we said, the wine's going to be organic because the entire winery is.
They even manage the number of grapes that they carry from from where they're harvested actually into the cellar area.
Yes, so they will not only carry them by hand, but the grapes are picked by hand. When you pick grapes by hand, typically what you're doing is you're selecting the best ones, and if you don't like something, if something is not up to what they consider good enough for that specific wine, they will cut those, they will drop them, and let them enrich the soil, so it never really goes to waste. That's the whole idea about sustainability in this. The idea behind putting the nutrients back into the soil. And some wineries will also say that they only select about a third of their grapes so that the rest of it is used for the next year's harvest. So what you're doing then is just getting that much more better of a wine. Selecting it also avoids any kind of infestations on it, or not necessarily on the winery, but on the specific grape. You get the better grapes. So lots of great things. This is a really delicate and floral flavor on this Pinot Noir, and just has a silky feel and some gentle tannins.
I am happy that the products that are included in the ACASA Food and Wine Club are available on PastaAndVino.com, because the next thing that we're going to talk about the stuffed peppers. One of my friends literally called me and said, the day he picked it up, said, I have a problem. And I said, what's that? And I'm thinking, well, maybe, you know, there's something left out of the order or something. I was going to have to make a trip, to get it to him. He said, all the peppers are gone. I ate them. And I said, well, you can hop on pastavino.com and buy more. So the stuffed peppers are an absolute hit this month. So if you want to talk about those a little bit.
We can talk about the peppers. And I'd also like to talk about this brand called Doma. Ironically, this brand is actually coming from Macedonia. And the reason I pursued it was that we were looking for some wine, some Macedonian wine. And when I went to pick some of it up, I saw these peppers, and the owner said, these are Italian style and nobody else in the country has them. And I don't intend to have it, but this is very specific. This is specific to some things that I wanted to remind me of my home in Macedonia. But I made them, just like most people do, in Italian style. So I said, well, I think we can work with this.
Simple ingredients, traditionally made, yes. Only 4 ingredients, and they're just simply fantastic. Now, I can also tell you, the truffle butter Italian bread, oh my goodness. When you get the recipe, make sure that you give this a try. It's going to be your next go-to for having folks over and entertaining. It's simple for you to make. Matter of fact, you can even make it ahead of time and then use it for wherever you need it.
I don't know what else you want me to tell you.
Well,
this is good.
But do you see what happens? He might be Dr. Serge, the wine guy, but when we're not talking about wine, then, you know, sometimes we have problems. He's keeping up.
So, I really did.
You know, give the truffle butter Italian bread a try. It is just simply fantastic. Now, Serge, you want to talk about our Christmas tradition around Pasta
and Vino.com. I was thinking about Panettone when you were over here talking about
it. All right. So let's talk about that. Listen, I'm just going to tell you, if you're interested in what you're about to hear, I need you to log on to pastaandvino.com and go ahead and order it, because literally they go almost as fast as we put them on the website. So hop online, reserve yours today. So why don't you tell the folks about the flavors we have this year and why we love them so much.
Well, before I talk about the flavors, I want to talk to you about I want to encourage you to, when you try this panettone, I want to encourage you to go to any big box store. I don't care if it's anywhere from Walmart, Kroger, Costco, Sam's Club, something around you, and go ahead and also purchase one from there. You are going to know the difference. These panettone, they're imported by my father with Bacco Wine and Spirit, and he orders them in August. Means that they're not made until late August, first thing in September or late September, and then they are immediately shipped. So these came in last week as soon as they got into the country, and this is why I love to have our clients go ahead and compare them to anything else that you can get on the market. Because aside from the incredible flavors that we have, it is the freshness, the way that the dough is just incredible, soft. You know, it's a sponge, and you can squeeze it and it goes right back to its original flavor or original shape. We do have 4 flavors this year, and we have a bergamot, the traditional, a pistachio, and a hazelnut.
Do not order the pistachio. The pistachio is terrible that way. At the end of the season, if nobody orders them, I get to have them. So they are, I've tried them all. They're fantastic. I will say the pistachio is my favorite. And you know, I make Italian bread, you know, the like almost like French toast, except I call it Italian toast, and it's just fantastic. So please, if you're interested in that, log on, pick up a couple of those, get one for yourself, get one for somebody that you work with that you like, because you know, it's just a really neat, but most importantly, unique gift.
I do want to say something about, a lot of people may not have heard of bergamot. Bergamot is a citrus fruit, very popular, has a lot of medicinal qualities, but it really is only found in those Mediterranean, especially southern Mediterranean and southern Italy, where these panettone are made. The pistachio is just, don't buy the pistachio. And then new to us this year is this hazelnut. In case you're wondering, this is basically Nutella panettone. So if you know what Nutella is, I know you might say it Nutella, but in Italian it's Nutella.
You see what I have to put up with. I mean, seriously.
So this Nutella panettone is basically, for lack of a better way of saying it, more like a chocolate creamy one. And yeah, my kids actually suggested that nobody buys them. But that's the panettone. So I have a feeling these things are going to go quick this year.
I do too. Thank you also very much for your time. We appreciate your interest in what we are trying to do here at pastaandvino.com. Certainly we do not deal with big box vendors. We deal with very small wineries that pay extra attention to their product. We like bringing you unique gifts. We like bringing you unique foods from around the world. So as always, on behalf of Dr. Serge, the wine guy, I am Earl Ray Neal. Very much appreciate you spending some time with us. I hear Serge's espresso in the back. It is ready. So we probably need to go tend to that. But as always, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything that you would like to learn about in the world of wine, just drop us a line and we'll get Dr. Serge, the wine guy, right on it. Thanks and have a great day. On behalf of all of us at pastaandvino.com, we want to thank you for your support and for spending some time with us as we walk you through our wine portfolio. If you're like us and you believe food without wine is breakfast, then you'll fit right in with the pastaandvino.com family. We hope you will subscribe and join us next month for the next edition of pastaandvino.com's Wine About Wine.